Track 10, Citizens' Advice. Some of the most difficult cases we meet at Citizens' Advice relate to the purchase of faulty second-hand cars. This month's Citizens' Advice column suggests ways to avoid driving into trouble. Here is Maggie with the advice.
Are you looking for a new car for work, but can't afford to buy a new one, so you've been looking at second-hand options? For many people, buying a car is a major purchase, and whether it's new or second-hand, the process can seem daunting and complicated. But don't worry. There's lots of information on the steps to take when buying a car and what you can do afterwards if something goes wrong on the Citizens Advice website. First, where are you going to buy the car? If buying from a trader, choose a trustworthy one with an established name with a good reputation. Ideally, they will be part of a trade association or follow the industry's code of practice. If buying via an auction, this is much riskier as you'll have fewer legal protections like the right to returns or refunds, so carefully read the terms and conditions before you bid. If buying from a private seller, there's a few extra steps to take. For instance, try to inspect the car at their home address, so if something goes wrong later, you have a record of that. Make sure the car's details are correct by using the DVLA's free online vehicle information checker. You'll need the registration number, MOT test number, mileage, and make and model of the car to do this check. Also, check the car's MOT history. Keep a copy of both these results. Take a screenshot or download the information, as well as the original advert or description of the car. You might also consider getting a private history check to see if the car's been reported stolen, still has money owing on it, or has been in a serious crash. Inspecting the car is crucial before buying. Ideally, do this during the day when it's not raining. Scratches are hard to see on a wet car. And take it for a test drive for at least 15 minutes on different types of road if possible. Check you have the appropriate insurance for a test drive. Either your own or the seller's policy might cover you. Once you've decided on a car, don't be afraid to negotiate the price. If you take out a loan or finance to buy it, make sure you can afford the repayments over the lifetime of the contract. If you pay with cash, you will have fewer protections than other options like paying with a credit or debit card. Often, despite doing all these checks, you might find something wrong with the car after you've bought it. You may have a legal right to a repair, the cost of a repair, or some money back, but it's on a case-by-case basis. Norfolk Citizens Advice can provide in-depth advice on this issue and much more, including debt, finances, employment, benefits, and family and relationships. You can contact them by phone on 0800 144 8848. That's 0800 144 8848. Or you can fill in a form on their website, www.ncab.org.uk. Or you can visit one of their offices. The Norwich office is now at 83 to 87 Pottergate, Norwich NR2 1DZ, and is open to anybody every weekday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 and from 1 to 3 p.m.
Thank you, Maggie.